Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome respected viewers to another episode of our series entitled The Prophet of Mercy. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this episode we will discuss how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is a mercy for the disbelievers. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy reaches everyone in creation, including the disbelievers, the kuffar. But before we discuss this, let us mention a virtue and excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salawat and Salam, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, "As-salatu alayya nurun 'ala as-sirat." Sending salutations upon me is Noor upon the bridge of Sirat. The question is, how many of us are making efforts to attain that Noor? We know we have to cross it. The Quran states, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. They will have to cross it. So we must cross the bridge of Sirat. And we know about the Day of Judgment, how the ulama described that this day will be a day of great test, tribulation for the people. And people will be looking elsewhere for help. They'll be looking to gain some sort of help. And in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it has been mentioned how we can attain Noor, light, on the bridge of Sirat. And think about it, if we've got Noor on the bridge of Sirat, we have to traverse, we have to cross the bridge of Sirat and get over to the other side. This is the goal, this is the aim. And if we've got light, we've got Noor, then that will make our path clear for us. We will be able to reach the other side successfully, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But how many of us are making efforts to attain this Noor? In our daily lives, if we think, how much time is spent in useless, non-beneficial activities, then we learn that we have time. This complaint that people have, we don't have time, we have time. It's not entirely true, our claim that we don't have time. We don't know how to use our time. We spend our time in worthless activities. And if we spend a bit of our time in these blessed activities, reciting Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will gain Noor on the bridge of Sirat, and this will enable us to cross over successfully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the ability to recite peace and blessings in abundance upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So we mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mercy extends to everything in creation. Some take more of that mercy, a greater portion of that mercy, and some take less. Everyone according to their capacity. And disbelievers, kuffar, those who don't believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is also a mercy for them as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy for even those who rejected the message that he came with. He is a source of mercy for those who disbelieved in him. صدر الافاضل مولانا سید نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ وز خلیفہ آف اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. He has a tafsir, a hashiya on Kanz al-Iman, a tafsir called Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan. And in the commentary of the verse, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a mercy for everything, whether that's humankind, whether that's animals, plants, other creations. And humans, it's not specific to believers only. It's not the case that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rahmah, his mercy, is specific and exclusively for the believers. No. Yes, the believers will gain more of that mercy in this world and the hereafter as well. But the disbelievers will definitely gain mercy of the Prophet alayhi salam in this world. How so? When we look at the Quran, when we recite the Quran, and we hear about the past nations, we hear about how they rejected, yes, the nations rejected their prophets, they rejected their message. What happened? What was the conclusion? In the end, that prophet, that Nabi, that Rasul, he would raise his hands, he would supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and say, Ya Allah, destroy these people. There's no goodness in them. They've rejected the message. I'm trying to relay to them that you are the only Lord of the worlds. I am your messenger. I am your prophet. You sent me. But they don't want to hear anything. They reject it openly. They plot against us. Each time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was supplicated to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled those supplications. In one verse of the Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, ayat number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how some of those nations were destroyed. The verse is as follows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. And each one from them we seized because of his sins. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. And from those disbelievers, there were those who we sent stones upon them. We pelted stones upon them. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ. And from them there were those who were overcome by a screech, scream, and that was the punishment. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And from them were those who we sank into the earth. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And from those disbelievers, there were also those who were drowned. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. And it does not befit Allah to oppress them. Allah did not oppress them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. However, they oppressed themselves. They oppressed themselves. They were the cause of their downfall. They disbelieved in the messengers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them like this. For example, the first thing mentioned in this verse, that some of them were punished using stones. Stones were pelted. Stones rained upon them. This was in reference to the qawm, the nation of Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salam. That when they crossed the boundaries, when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, small stones, pebbles, were rained upon them. And this is how they were destroyed. The next thing that's mentioned, that some of them, a screech, a scream, horrible scream overcame them, overpowered them, destroyed them. This was in reference to the qawm of Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam. And this was qawm Thamud, the nation of Thamud. And they were overcome by a scream. That was the punishment given to them. Some of these nations, they were sunk into the ground. Which nation in particular? This was the nation which had Qarun in it. It's famously known about Qarun, tyrant. He was sunk into the ground. And those who followed him. As for those who were drowned, a flood came and drowned them. We know that this was the qawm of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, the people who rejected him, they were drowned. And we also know about Fir'aun and his people. Those who went against the message of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. The miraculous event that took place when Musa alayhi salam placed his staff into the ground, the sea split open. And thereafter Musa alayhi salam and his people crossed over safely to the other side, whereas Fir'aun and his people, they thought they could also reach the other side safely. But instead, the sea came together and destroyed them. But when we look at the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look at this ummah and the beginning stages of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited towards Islam. Some people accepted, only a few in the beginning. And the majority of them, they denied. They said, who are you? You are calling us to other gods. We are comfortable worshipping our own gods. Lat, Uzza. You've come with a new deen. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced on Mount Safa, Allah has to be worshipped. He is the only Lord. I am his messenger. People turned away. His own people, the people of Quraysh, the Kuffari Makkah, they persecuted the Prophet alayhi salam. They punished those who followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very difficult time. And we know what happened when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went to Taif, when he turned his attention towards Taif, when people of Makkah disbelieved. When he invited the leaders towards Islam, they rejected openly. They said no. And they didn't stop there. They gathered the thugs of that time, evil-minded people of that time, and said, we want you to cause pain and harm to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who they did not consider a prophet. So these thugs, they are pelting stones at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is injured. The scholars of Sirah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured to an extent that his blessed feet, his blessed sandals were covered in blood. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit to take some rest, these thugs, these evil people, would forcefully make the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand up and again start pelting stones. Until eventually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sought refuge in a garden of grapes. So these things happened. And if we think for a moment, if they happened to any one of us, anyone harmed us, and we had the power to take revenge, we had the power to punish them, all the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to do is raise his blessed hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have accepted. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never prayed against them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still hopeful that these people would become believers. They would have offspring that would be believers. And this is what happened. In the battle of Uhud, we also see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, his blessed tooth is shaheed, is martyred. Again, he does not raise his hand and supplicate against the enemies, because he has hope that they will become Muslims. And in Taif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even mentions that I saw a rain cloud. I saw Jibreel alayhi salam. And it was said, oh beloved Habib alayhi salam, if you were to raise your hands, you to supplicate, then we will send angels to destroy them. Destroy the enemies, destroy the kuffar, to crush them. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said no. He said, maybe, perhaps these people will have offspring who will believe in Allah and His Messenger. Subhanallah al-Azim. give one example in the whole of creation, whole of history, whole of mankind, where you've been oppressed to this extent and you still do not take revenge. No, nobody can ever present an example like this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was merciful. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul lil alamin. This was how he was merciful to the believers, that each time he gave them respite, that perhaps they will change, perhaps they will change, perhaps they will change. And Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she even narrates, she says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never took revenge for personal reasons. Never did he take revenge because of a personal matter. Never. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would only react when the Sharia, the boundaries of Sharia, the laws of Sharia were trespassed, when they were crossed. Only then would he become angry and take some action. But for himself, no. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had hope, umid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn the hearts of these people. So this was how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy for the disbelievers of his ummah as well. And we know when Makkah was conquered, the day when Makkah was conquered, Fath Makkah, what happened? All those people who had oppressed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all those people who had caused difficulties in the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are all lined up before our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All those people, you have the likes of Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, before he became a Muslim, he was a staunch enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu anhu, who martyred the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hamza, beloved uncle of the Prophet alayhi salam, Sayyida Hinda radiallahu anha, was also involved. All of these people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not take revenge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted their tawbah. When they came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, we ask for forgiveness, we acknowledge that we did wrong, the Prophet alayhi salam forgave them. So all of the people are lined up before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're thinking only one thing, that today, that's it, time has run out now. Finally, the person who we oppressed our entire lives, the person we oppressed from the moment he announced prophethood, we put obstacles in his way, we made him leave Makkah Sharif, we made him migrate. And it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was made to migrate from Makkah to Medina, he would constantly look back, yearning for his blessed city of Makkah, the city he was born in. The people drove him out, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at times they had to seek refuge in the mountains. Why? Because the people of Makkah said no. They boycotted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers. All of these things are before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His blessed daughter, while she is on the ride, an individual causes her to fall down, causes the blessed daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fall down from the ride. She was expecting at that time. She had a miscarriage, she lost her baby. Just think about it, put yourself in that situation. Your loved ones, this much harm has been caused to them, this much pain has been caused to them. What would you do? And the answer is only one thing. People would take any opportunity just to seek revenge, just to gain revenge. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul lil alamin. And we should follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The awliya Allah of this ummah, they follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why they achieve such great heights. So when those people, same people who oppressed the Prophet alaihi wasallam, they before him, and they think that's it, time's up, what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to them? The same words that Sayyidina Yusuf alaihi wasallam said to his brothers after they also caused him difficulty, caused him harm. Eventually, when he became the king, what did Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam say whilst forgiving his brothers? La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. There will be no rebuke against you today. No blame upon you today. Yaghfirullahu lakum. May Allah forgive you. Wa huwa arhamur rahimin. And He is the most merciful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said these very same words to those kuffar who were lined up before him the day when Makkah Sharif was conquered. Whereas he could have taken revenge. He could have said, remember you did this to me. Remember on this occasion you caused me pain. Remember you did this to my blessed daughter. Remember my uncle Sayyidina Hamza. Remember this. And he could have listed all of their crimes. But he said, I forgive you. There's no blame upon you today. Subhanallah. Is there an example like this in history of mankind? No. You will never ever be able to provide such an example. So this was the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards the kuffar, the disbelievers as well. And many of them realized this. And they became Muslims as well. And some of them, they continued in their own ways. Now one question arises, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to this world, it's mentioned that he was a mercy for the disbelievers of his time. What about the disbelievers of the previous nations? Rahmatul lil alameen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy for all the universes, all the worlds, all of mankind, all of creation. What about the disbelievers of the previous nation? How was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a mercy for them? What about all those disbelievers who will come until Yawmul Qiyamah? How is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a mercy for them? Subhanallah. The answer to this is that our existence, our life, every breath we take, whether a person is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, this is all through the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we heard in the previous episode that when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's tawbah was accepted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, لَوْلَا مُحَمَّدٌ لَمَا خَلَقْتُكَ. If it wasn't for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Adam alayhi salam, I would not have created you. What do we learn? That all of creation coming into existence, benefiting from this worldly life, drowned in luxuries, fulfilling pleasures, this is all through the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the previous nations as well, the disbelievers, okay, they rejected their messengers. But those messengers coming to them was a mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. For Adam alayhi salam to come, for Nuh alayhi salam to come, for Ibrahim alayhi salam to come, for Musa alayhi salam to come, Isa alayhi salam to come, Zakaria alayhi salam to come, approximately 124,000 messengers and prophets, for them to come to this world, this is a mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came, they showed people how to live correctly. They showed people the correct path. They showed people how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a mercy. If the people rejected themselves, what can be said? The people, that's their own qismat, that's their own destiny. And in the book, Miftahu Daris Sa'ada, it's mentioned that prophethood itself, prophethood, prophets being sent, what would be the outcome if prophets weren't sent? Allahu Akbar. Listen to this very carefully. فَلَوْلَا النُّبُوَّاتِ. If there were no prophets, عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الْعَالَمِ عِلْمُ النَّافِعِ الْبَتَّةِ. There will be no beneficial knowledge whatsoever in the world. The prophets, عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَامُ, came and we received beneficial knowledge. وَلَا عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. There would be no good deed being performed if there were no prophets on this earth. وَلَا صَلَاحٌ فِي مَعِيشَتِهِ. Nobody would know how to earn a living. How do we earn livelihood? What is the method? How do we go about earning طَيِّب, pure and halal rizq? People wouldn't have known. وَلَا قَوَامٌ لِمَمْلِكَةِ. There would be no kingdoms, there would be no leaders. All of this stuff wouldn't be found. People wouldn't know how to establish kingdoms. وَلَكَانَ النَّاسِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْبَهَائِمِ وَالسِّبَاعِ. Allahu Akbar. And people would be like predatory animals, wild animals. This would be the state of people. They wouldn't know what to do, how to benefit from this world, how to live a civilized life. The Prophets alayhimus salam taught this. So this is from the traces, the signs of prophethood. that we know how to do these things today. If prophets didn't come, we would never have known. So every single prophet's a mercy. Every single messenger is a mercy. But all of these prophets and messengers alayhi salam are a mercy only because of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the one who is a mercy for the entire worlds. Because if it was not for him, Allah would not have created anything. Allah created, sent prophets all through the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we touched upon in the previous episodes, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first creation. His nur was created. From his nur, everything else was created. So these prophets alayhi wa sallam are all grateful to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So although the disbelievers in the past nations, they weren't part of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they were sent prophets. This was a mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were shown the right way. This was a mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every ladha, every pleasure that they found, every luxury that they were drowned in, was through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if you haven't got existence, you can't benefit from anything. Your existence is all because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will be the case until Qiyamah. Every single disbeliever to come as well. We pray to Allah that Allah turns the hearts of the disbelievers to Islam. But there will always remain disbelievers as well. And those disbelievers, they are also benefiting from the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every time they eat food, every time they breathe, every time they do a good action, every time they do anything which is deemed as good and praiseworthy, is the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But remember, that will not benefit until they actually believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They can never gain the blessings found in the verse bil mu'mineen raufur rahim, that the Prophet alayhi salam is compassionate and merciful to the believers until they accept Islam. But until then, they will still receive mercy. And it's mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, the first shafa'ah that will take place, the first type of shafa'ah will be ash-shafa'atul kubra, the great shafa'ah, the biggest shafa'ah, and this will include the disbelievers as well. Yes, the disbelievers, when they will be drowning in their sins, the sweat will be in accordance to the sins. And those people will say, we need to make accountability start somehow. What do we do? Then we have the famous hadith al-shafa'at from Bukhari Sharif, how people will go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after going to all other anbiya alayhimus salam, who will in turn guide to others. Eventually they will be guided towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will do shafa'ah, and accountability will start. This is a mercy for the disbelievers as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a source of mercy for all mankind, believers or non-believers. It's my humble request that if any person who does not believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, currently, it's my humble request that they enter the folds of Islam. If this is the source of mercy, this is how much mercy you're receiving now, imagine how much mercy you'll receive when you enter Islam. And as Muslims, we should try and encourage people in our communities who are not Muslims to enter the folds of Islam. When you enter Islam, you enter safety. So alhamdulillah, today we heard how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a mercy for even kuffar, for even disbelievers. Until the next episode, when we cover another aspect of the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to earn a large and great portion of his mercy. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Prophet of mercy, oh my beloved, Prophet of mercy, oh my beloved, Prophet of mercy, oh my beloved, Prophet of mercy.